This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand tonight, just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as I come to you, humbling myself under thy mighty hand, on bended knees and bowed down head, looking onto the hills from which comes our help. Our help cometh from you. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. In the name of Jesus, you move, precious Father, the way that you see fit. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, have it behind Calvary's cross and under the clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In Jesus' precious and holy name, thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 18. It says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Also in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, it says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters in Christ, before we get into the word of God tonight, I just want to say happy 4th of July to everyone throughout the land. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to celebrate another 4th of July. We thank God that we're on top of the ground not on top of us. We thank God because we are found in our right mind as we put on the mind of Christ. We thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love that he has extended upon us and loaded down with benefits each and every day of our lives in the name of Jesus. As we just go forth ministering the word of God tonight, we thank God that we're able to preach and teach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall abide forever and ever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about life, liberty, and happiness are what we are wanting in 2023. Life, liberty, and happiness are what we want in 2023. The word of God let us know here in Galatians 5, verse 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. The Bible says, them that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Jesus sets us free from the Old Testament law. He came to fulfill the law, to tie in the old with the new. Yes, beloved, for many people in this day, on July the 4th, 2023. Many people are celebrating July 4th, which means parades and picnics, hot dogs and Coca-Cola, ice cream and apple pie. It also included baseball and bombs bursting in the air, firecrackers being set in order to burst. The sound will get animals excited and even people that is in the crowd. So, beloved, my advice to each and every one, under the sound of my voice, those that are listening tonight, those that will be listening at a later date, be careful of your surrounding, where you are, whether around family or other places. Yes, beloved, liberty, as we know it, is at the center of our lives. Liberty is the apex of freedom. When we have liberty, we have the freedom at its best. Beloved, true liberty comes through the Spirit of God when for a born again believer of Christ. Again, we are reminded in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. For example, when we look at what the Word of God says, when Paul and Silas find themselves in a prison, bruised and beaten, they found liberty. They began praising God. And God sent an earthquake to bring them out, to bring forth liberty in the prison where they were bound. Hallelujah. Where they were bound up. When we look at another example, when Daniel was thrown into a lion's den, but had liberty because the Spirit of the Lord resided and God shut the mouth of the lions. The peak of our liberty for a child of God is found in true Christianity. Yes, believers in Christ, the biblical word for happiness is joy. And joy is the emphasis of life. The joy provided by the Lord will last for a lifetime. We are reminded here in 1 Peter 1, verse 8, where it says, whom have not seen, ye love and whom, though now ye see him, not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes, tonight we are talking about life, liberty, and happiness, or what we are wanting in 2023 as children, as followers of Christ. Yes, people of God, people from all over the world, the desire to come and live in America, the land of the brave and the free, because they want to raise their families here. They want to become an American. Yes, people of God, many people live their lives to get to America because they are seeking life. They are seeking liberty and happiness. Liberty and happiness have come at a great cost and should be at a great cost for those that gave up their lives. And it should be celebrated with great cheerfulness and excitement. Nothing would make those who lost their lives and gave their lives up for this nation happiness, for this nation freedom, the United States of America. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, life, liberty, and happiness are what we are striving to get in 2023. A question may be asked, what is real life? I'm glad to ask. Real life is not as the world sees it. You see, the world sees life as being the satisfaction of appetites, as greed, control, and excesses in alcohol, in sex, in drugs, and any other thing that entices people. Yes, beloved, most of the things that the world provides, it brings forth worry, disease, death, and destruction. Jesus reminds us when he said in John 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You see that aspect, the peak, the tip of life should be Christianity for a believer in Christ. So, beloved, there is a woman in the Bible. There is a woman in the Bible that who sought life in all the wrong places. She is referred to as the woman at the well. When we look at the book of John, hallelujah, in John chapter 4, thank you, Jesus, when we look at verses 1 through 14, the word of God in John 4, starting with verse 1, it says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. That cometh him to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the ninth hour, all around noon. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that says unto thee, give me the drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living waters. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From hence, then hast thou that living water. Are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. We read to you John 4, verse 1 through 15. God is good and worthy to be praised. This woman, a Samaritan, and Jesus, as being a Jew, had a discussion. And Jesus got right down to the issue concerning her life when he told her, go and get your husband. And the woman said, the one I'm with is not my husband. She was truthful with Jesus. She was truthful on her condition of her life. Jesus dealt with her concerning what her need was. Again, we are reminded she had spent her whole entire life looking for life and love in the wrong places. So one day she met Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, at a well. Jesus asked her for a drink of natural water. Yes, we all need, as Jesus did, natural water and natural things in order to live our life. But there is more than just the natural to consider. We must strive for what is spiritual. As we read in John 4, and verse 10 says, and Jesus answered her, saying, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living waters. Beloved, Jesus will give us, as followers of his, life in living waters if we but ask. This is not life for after. This is not life for after we die. What Jesus is talking about is the abundant life for now in 2023 on planet Earth. It is a life at its highest peak and life at its best. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, life happiness, hallelujah, life, happiness, and liberty are what we all wanted in 2023. Yes, beloved, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he knows our needs. He can relate to what we are going through in the natural as well as in the spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, life, liberty, and happiness is what we desire to have in 2023. You see, liberty is at the center of life. A question may be asked, what is liberty? Liberty is the peak of freedom. When we have liberty, we have freedom at its best. When we have liberty, we have the freedom to go as we please. Yes, Jesus set us free from the Old Testament law, so that we could be led by the Spirit of God into liberty. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord, this is Jesus, was upon him in order to go forth in the things of God. We must forget about the past and press forward towards our future. Press forward in the things of God. Press forward with confidence of knowing that God be for us, or what can be against us. Yes, beloved, true liberty comes through the Spirit of God, according to the Word of God in Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, happiness, and joy, which is described as joy. The abundant life is what we desire, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. You see, when we as followers of Christ have true joy and spend time with Jesus, our minds become open. We are more open-minded than before. When we meet Jesus, we'll understand why he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We'll understand the things more clearly. We know in parts. But when he returns, when he comes, he will give the whole picture and we'll be able to understand. So remember that life, liberty, and happiness are the keys to this great nation of ours, this United States of America, as well as the foundational plan for a believer of Christ. See, America, liberty, it is a blessing from God, the God that sits high and looks low, the God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head, the God that has all power in his hand. Yes, beloved, because of our freedom, we can express our faith and boldly share it with others. So the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate our independence as a nation on this day, we say happy 4th of July to everyone. As Christians, we experience our freedom from sick and debt by our independence being in Christ Jesus. Bible says, we are reminded in the book of Romans 8:1-2, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So, beloved, you see, when Jesus died on the cross, he took our sins, placed it on his shoulders with him. So we are no longer held captive by sin. If we are a disciple of Christ, we are under his authority and freedom. We can celebrate for eternity. Yes, beloved, our freedom in Christ means that we have to not fear death, because we will spend eternity with Christ, because our citizenship is in heaven. Yes, beloved, people of God, while we celebrate America's Independence Day, which only is celebrated one day a year, we get to celebrate our freedom in Christ each and every day of our lives for eternity. So, beloved, our freedom in Christ is not a get-out-of-jail free card. Instead, we should view our freedom as a unique expression, allowing us to love God and to love others, and not use it for an excuse to sin. In Galatians 5:13, it says, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to be free, but do not use your freedom to engage in the flesh. Rather serve one another in spirit and in truth by humbling ourselves in the agape love of God. So take time to reflect on your independence in Christ and look for opportunities to share this freedom with others. Thank God for the freedom he has given to each one of us as followers of Christ. Yes, beloved, again, we're all reminded in 2023 that life, liberty, and happiness are what we want to have on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, not where the Lord is, that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, life, liberty, and happiness are what we should want in 2023. We just open prayer through the unction of the Spirit of God that we are able to give you something for this week's journey as we go about our daily doing things daily. Let us keep into consideration that life, liberty, and happiness are what we want in 2023. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. As I bring this teaching to a close, short, sweet, and to the point, on this 4th of July, a day, you're going into the night. Let us rally together of knowing that the God that we serve, he's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. If you would like to write us, and you can write to us at Dudley or Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if there's comments or a subject that you want us to talk about, to teach and preach on, you can reach Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Until we meet again on this Friday, hallelujah, on this Friday, we will not have any radio teaching because we will be in revival in the Houston, Texas area, and also on this Sunday morning in the Houston, Texas area. We ask that you pray for us as we pray for you. God's willing, Jesus tarry. Have a blessed and wonderful night. God bless you. God keep you. If there was someone that was attentive to the radio broadcast, we're cutting it short because of other obligations that we have to fulfill. But we thank God for you, and we believe in God with you on whatever you believe in God for, that in 2023, he would bring it to pass quick and in a hurry. So stretch out in faith, walk in obedience to what he says, to what God says, and do it quickly in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless.